Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. What's up, everybody? You know who this is. This your boy, Ryan Hodge, a.k.a. The Professor. And this is Level Up. What's going on out there? Hope everybody's good. Good spirit. Hope everybody had a great week from last week. Hope whatever you got into, it prospered. You were well at it. You got it off and ain't taking up from nobody. Hey, listen, we got another great episode coming up today. Hopefully we learn something like we always say, and we're going to learn something. We're going to strategize another problem that's going on out here in these streets, and we're going to get better. We're going to level up like we always talk about. I'm in good spirit. Everything's been going good. Had a straight week. Everything's love. Had a little cold, slight tickle in the throat, so indulge me while I clear my throat on this episode a couple times. But what's today's episode? We're going to be talking about human trafficking, basically, and how to prevent it is what we're going to be talking about in most cases. So as we always do on this show, we got to provide a basis for what we're going to be talking about. So what is human trafficking? Now, like I said, we're not going to spend the whole episode talking about it, but we're going to strategize some things to get away from it. Now, human trafficking. Human, obviously, that's people. Trafficking is the movement back and forth. People being abducted. So human trafficking is kidnapping people, taking them against their will, and potentially never bringing them back to their families. All sorts of different reasons why people are sex trafficked, or trafficked is because of sex, or could be money for whatever other reason, slave trafficking, all sorts of stuff. So we're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about how to prevent it, what to look out for, anything like that. You know how we do on the show. We're trying to be better, live better, get smarter, healthier, gain a better perspective on everything. So dig. Give me a minute. We're going to take a break, and we're going to politic this thing. So in a minute, y'all. Ryan Hodge, level up. All right, everybody, we're back from that quick break. Thanks for sticking with us. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Like I said before the break, we're going to talk about human trafficking. We already gave the definition like we always do. But aside from that, we're going to talk about what can parents do to potentially decrease it, or hopefully eliminate it at all, or altogether, I should say. So to help us do that, we got a friend of the show on the show again today. He's been with us before. Got my man Steve up here. So like we always say, shout the people out, Steve. Let them know something.
Man, hey, how y'all doing, man? Listen, it's always a pleasure coming on and getting some time with a brother like yourself.
All right, man. We appreciate it. We appreciate you being here, like we always say, man. A lot of positive feedback from the shows you've been on. So keep up the good work and keep motivating people and dropping knowledge. So
most definitely.
So before you got on, I just talked a quick intro about human trafficking and obviously, it's a major problem. It's been in the headlines all over the place. So you're a parent. You have a daughter in particular. Not that boys aren't getting kidnapped, but for some reason, it seems like females are heavily targeted when it comes to kidnapping, especially if we're talking about sex trafficking. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, from a parental standpoint, of course, and then you having a daughter, a young daughter at that. So again, thanks for being here, and thanks for shedding some light on us when we talk about this issue. So,
okay, yeah, definitely.
All right. So here's what we got, man. Like I said a second ago, human trafficking is going on, kidnapping. It's definitely heavy out here. So right. we got some numbers, man. A lot of people might think that the human trafficking or the kidnapping sort of thing is only affecting the youth, And it is, absolutely. But it's also affecting, you know, adults. So, like I said, again, it's a major problem. And some of the numbers, just to get us a perspective of what's going on here, actually, children or people under the age of 21, you know what I'm saying, they're getting kidnapped. But the people under the age of 21, they're getting kidnapped as well. So we're talking about kids. So some of these kids got to just be floating around doing who knows what. So the problem, or what we're going to talk about, is how to fix this thing. So I'm going to ask you, just to start out with, before I get into some specific numbers and age groups. You have a daughter, right?
Right.
So does she have a curfew?
Most definitely, she do.
So how do you enforce the curfew? And why does she have a curfew? Bump it, why?
All right, so the curfew is definitely in place just because, for discipline reasons. And we know right here in Columbia, at a certain time, I don't know what goes on with our people here, but at a certain time, it just activates that they do stupid stuff.
Right.
So definitely I got to make sure she's in house before it gets too reckless out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the main reasons.
Word up. All right, so... So basically, just from a safety standpoint, I guess you're saying after a certain time is more violence going on out there. So you just don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons. I will also say it's for this very reason, trafficking. Like, you going down dark alleys at night or being out, you don't want, that's when people want to come out, and a lot of crimes and stuff is going up because the criminal rates go up at night here also in Colombia.
Right. You got the, as I call it, the cloak of darkness. You know, you can do a lot more things when it's dark out. So I guess where we're going here is, since we know a lot of crimes are committed at night, and most crimes seem to be committed at night, obviously a child being out at night is definitely right in the hands of the person doing this kidnapping. So clearly one of the things we can do to help prevent this is, one, just keep the kids out off the streets late at night, or even at night. I mean, darkness is nighttime, so, you know, obviously if they're going to work or something like that, you can't help that, but just hanging out, being outside all the time at night is definitely dangerous, because it's definitely going down. Like I said, man, it's definitely going down. So I want to take a quick second to tell a story. Like, everybody knows I like to tell my anecdotes just to bring some perspective to the show and what we're talking about. So You mentioned Columbia, South Carolina, man, and I always remember a story from, I believe, like the early 90s, mid 90s. Don't hold me to that, but early 90s, we'll say. There was a big concert in town. Bunch of people went to the concert. After the concert in Columbia, South Carolina in particular, there's an area called Five Points. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Oh, yeah.
So, and your big party zone, from what I remember?
Oh, yes.
Right, so... So Five Points is a big party zone, a lot of bars, a lot of socialization, that sort of thing. Now, like I said, this was the 90s, so this is way before cell phones, you know, where you could just text your home for your homegirl or your homeboy, like, yo, I'm over here. So anyway, couple females, they went to the concert. I want to say it was you too, but doesn't really matter, the concert. They went to the concert at the stadium, had a great time. After the concert, they all ended up going down to Five Points. They run around Five Points, they're partying, they're drinking. Speaking of the females anyway, the females are partying and drinking. And they actually ended up at a spot called Jungle Gym. Now, I know so you're familiar with Jungle Gym. So tell me about the environment in Jungle Gym real quick for the people listening. When you used to go.
When I used to go, it was reckless. They wasn't even checking ID, really. You could smoke, you could drink. Drinks are very cheap. And there's a lot of younger crowd, a lot of fights going on. They didn't even shut the spot down. They just removed the fighters, and they removed them just right outside. So the fight wasn't happening in Jungle Gym. It was just happening right outside now.
Gotcha. So I remember Jungle Gym, and I remember it being kind of reckless and things of that nature. So anyway, these females, they ended up at Jungle Gym. Now, Jungle Gym, like I said, this story is from the 90s. Jungle Gym lasted into the 2000s easily, like, probably 2005, 10, before. It's now closed, even though the building still stands, but it's closed now. So anyway, the young ladies were partying. They went to Jungle Gym. They did what they had to do. They partied. And throughout the course of the night, they were drinking, like I said, and they ended up separating. So let's say, I'm going to just say there was four females. They were chilling out. One of them separated from the group. Jungle Gym at the time closed at 2 o'clock in the morning. When it was time to close, the female was looking for her friends. She didn't know where they were. Nobody knew where, they didn't know where she was. So, you know, the story goes, last time anybody saw her, she was walking up Hardin Street. And I believe Hardin Street is the street that the club was on in Five Points in general is centered on. So she walked up Hardin Street, never seen again. Nobody knows where she went. Nothing ever heard from her. So that's one story about potentially human trafficking. And we're not going to get into the human trafficking side. We're trying to prevent that. So I'm telling that story because we can just kind of hear where I'm going with this. One piece of the problem is that, one, they were drinking, and it seems to be a lot. But on top of that, the separation piece is really the piece that I want to speak of. So we know that a lot of people out here are getting kidnapped. People under the age of 21 are getting kidnapped at a higher rate, like a couple hundred thousand a year type of rate, whereas people over the age of 21 are getting kidnapped and going missing at a higher rate as well. But it's just nothing close to what's going on with the younger people. So we really got to make sure we protect them. So one of the things that I want to offer as advice when it comes to going out, if you're going out to drink, that's what it is. It's dangerous in itself, but definitely we got to make sure that ladies in particular, you got to stick together. You can't separate. It's out of the question. What would you say to that?
Oh, man, listen, it's crazy you went into that, man. And I was thinking the same thing. I have a daughter.
That's right.
And with me having a daughter, those are the conversations I have when sitting down. And the thing is, as a parent, you got to do more than just tell. You got to show. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Steve, what do you mean by that is that me, my college experience at the time I was there, and even in the military, I have friends that actually been in tight situations.
Right.
So I use their experience. I pull them in. And once I pull them in, I tell them to tell their particular story to them in that situation.
Right. How does that help your daughter with seeing it?
Good, because
understanding
it, you know, of course I don't want her to go through a situation, but she got somebody sitting in front of, I'm gonna get deep with this for a second, Hodge, and when I say I have friends talking to her that I know that got STDs that can't go away, and they actually tell her their experience, how it happened in detail,
right,
and how it feels and how it interferes in their life and what they can do and what they can't do.
Right.
So for her hearing their particular stories, it kind of make her kind of like, I don't ever want to experience that. And they tell their mentality on what could have prevented them from being in that situation if they would have just did this or did that. Or, and what I mean by this or that is, if I would have just looked at that guy and I knew he was a red flag, but I was looking at his intentions on what he could be, I ignored everything that was bad about him because I wanted him to be something he wasn't.
Right.
So automatically my daughter had, she's now to a point now, of course, it's continuing conversations of knowing that see people for who they are and don't just trust everybody. So those are some of the examples that I take to her.
Yo, I like that, man, because, you know, the story I told, you know, with the female who disappeared from Five Points years ago, it almost may sound like she was picked up by a person she didn't know. And of course, we have nowhere known because who knows. But what you said is important because even the person that who looks like he might be a good guy. She just met this guy out somewhere. He looks like he might be a good guy. So she separates from her friends. And, you know, it can still go down. So that piece right there, don't be so trusting to everybody, is actually extremely important. We even know that people going out, even other females are setting up females to get kidnapped, depending on who they're working with. So being vigilant and not trustworthy of especially strangers. I mean, if you got a friend you've been friends with for forever, it is what it is. You know, if they snake you, you can't really prevent that. But that's a real good piece you said. Don't be so trusting to everybody. And really, really going out, you shouldn't be trusting to anybody. You know,
anybody. anybody at all, man. And even as we having this conversation, it is making me think different situations. Is that and I think kids now, and I'm saying kids because you younger than 21 years old, you're still a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The law says at 18 you're an adult, but your mentality is not ready for this real world yet.
Right.
You're still naive to a lot of things that's going on in this world. And I don't think it's getting any easier. Even you're making yourself more of a target now, even by the clothes that's being allowed to wear, the places you're allowed to go. You're able to, man, in school, you seen maybe one or two people. I graduated 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see many people walking around with tattoos, belly buttons, nose rings. It was coming along, but now that's just the style.
Right.
We wasn't able to walk around in the gym, and I feel it starts here in the school where you couldn't be skins, I mean, no shirt on, and the other side of the boys got a shirt on.
Right.
You couldn't walk around like the discipline of it had to be. You had to put your arms down to your side, and if the dress or skirt was shorter than your fingertips, you got sent home or you had to put on these ugly sweats.
Right.
But now all this stuff is allowed in school. It's not being enforced as it should, and eyelashes and makeup. If females are not being who they are, they're growing up too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which is making them a target in today's world.
Right. Definitely. I like that, man. So it sounds like maybe just something that I'm picking up on is just try not to make ourselves more of a target, because obviously, like I said, people are getting snatched up at a high rate anyway. So do what you can to limit yourself to be a target.
I'm very much so. And by all means, everybody that's listening, I'm not saying it's making it okay for a person to just snatch you up or harm you. But at the same time, you got to carry yourself. And I think it goes all the way back to home training. Don't make yourself a target. Don't put yourselves in positions to make yourself get looked at in manners and ways that you don't want to get perceived as.
Yeah. Don't. And you, again, don't make yourself a target. Being vulnerable makes yourself a target. So, for example, if you split up from the group and you're walking alone, you just made yourself vulnerable. You made yourself a target. Cause let's be for real, I haven't come across any stories, and if there is any out there, I bet you it's not many. I haven't come across any stories or scenarios where you got five females walking down the street in a lit area, and all five of them get kidnapped. It's not who they're looking for.
It's not who they're looking for at all. And this is a real talk. And when you bring me onto this show, man, I believe you. This is the floor to have some real talk, right?
Right, absolutely.
I went out with a group of people before, right?
Right.
And then growing out with a group of people, it was a group of males and a group of females. This is some real stuff, right? This is a true story I'm about to tell you.
All right.
And then going out with this group, it was a gentleman. He said to a female, I will give you XYZ amount of dollars if you leave with me tonight.
Okay.
The female was in agreement.
Yeah.
She didn't know him.
Right.
She left for the dollar amount. But she went to her friends. And her friends were fine with her leaving.
Right. But
the guy.
Yeah.
That is a problem. That's never supposed to happen.
Right.
We're supposed to have, we come here together, we leave together. You go to the bathroom, I go to the bathroom. Why are you letting her leave with somebody she don't even know from a can of paint?
That's a definite.
For some dollars.
Yeah.
You don't know what that guy gonna do to her.
Yeah, I'm actually dumbfounded by this. So, listen. We're gonna talk some more about that. We're gonna expound upon this point in a second. We're gonna take a quick break, y'all. Come back. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We'll be back in a minute. What's up, good people? We back from break. Real quick, we were just talking about human trafficking, trying to prevent it, trying to prevent kidnapping, whatever you want to call it. But we're trying to prevent people from getting snatched up out here, boys and girls, men and women, even though we are focusing on our women tonight, because it seems like they tend to end up in a predicament more than men do. So we're just going to talk like that. So before we took the break, like I said, we got Steve on the show, and he was telling us a story about when he was out one night, a guy approached a female in a sexual manner to leave with him, and he was going to pay her. So he's going to continue the story for us, and we're going to go from there and just talk about how we can get better from that. Steve, what you got?
Yeah, so just to hop right back in to why it's fresh on my mind, what ended up happening, she told her friends about it. Her friends allowed her to leave. But you would think that the friends be like, no, don't do that, so we came together.
Right.
There's a group of five of them total in that particular group. Two other ones decide that, hey, we're going to do the same thing, all going different directions, not right. together still.
Right.
Do you know how dangerous that is to take place? You don't know these guys from a can of paint, and you just sit here and you just go out with them. That's the problem in today. And I know, man, how a lot of females be like, what kind of girls are they? I guarantee you, it's easy to happen. It happens to a lot of females. We're not talking about the ones that know better. We're talking about the problem is, it's a lot that get in that being those particular situations. So that's what we're addressing right now.
Right, absolutely.
It's happening. So we got to acknowledge it. See, we can't just brush it under the rug and like, well, it ain't happened to my crew. It ain't happened to my people. No, we're not talking to them.
Yeah.
We talk to the ones that is happening too. It is not safe. And this is the stuff that we start to normalize.
Yep.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah, and I hear, yo, in that situation like that, I could just hear somebody saying, far as, you're going to go leave with whoever you're leaving with. I can almost hear somebody saying, well, she grown or he's grown. He can make his own decisions. She can make her own decisions. I can almost hear that. And I think that's a cop out. It's really reckless and obviously can be harmful and dangerous, because if it doesn't go the way he or she is thinking it's going to go that night, hey, you potentially never be seen again.
Yeah.
And man, I want to talk about, we know strength in numbers, man. Rule has to be, you cannot separate. I mean, we just can't speak to this enough, man. We cannot separate, especially females, when you're going out, and especially you're maybe a bit inebriated. You have to, somebody has to be the designated driver, at least since we're strategizing here. We're strategizing. So listen, somebody can't drink for the night. It's just like with a designated driver. Somebody has to be the voice of reason. So we learning here. So one thing, when everybody's going out, a strategy to help people from separating and doing things they may not normally do if they weren't under the influence, is have somebody who's coherent in their right frame of mind that can make decisions for the team. So that may help people from not get kidnapped or whatever. And I want to tell another story, which is more recent, from that same area in Columbia, South Carolina, in the Five Points area. And this made national news, I'm going to say maybe it was 2019. It might have been 2020 before the pandemic hit, but it was very, very recent. Same sort of deal. A bunch of females went out partying in Five Points. Cool, no big deal. They were out having drinks, chilling. At the end of the night, they decided to separate. One of the girls called an Uber. Steve, are you familiar with the story?
No, not even.
All right, so one of the girls, I'm surprised, one of the girls called the Uber. So the car pulls up. The girl assumed that the car that pulled up was the Uber. She got in the back of the car, but it turned out that it wasn't the Uber. The dude who got the car she got into was a complete stranger. Long story short, the guy in the car who was driving, he pulled away. Who knows? Anyway, the female was found dead in the field somewhere in South Carolina. This was national. This was a national story. Surprise, you don't know about it. In Five Points.
It sound like I did remember hearing it. Was it a USC student, you said?
It was a USC student. Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
I definitely heard about that. And I didn't know all the details behind it, but I definitely heard about
right,
it.
Right, yep. So that's why in more recent times, all of those ride share services, I believe they call it, they have to now have the placard in the window or whatever, and they have to identify you by name. All, you know, all sorts of other steps and precautions. But yeah, that's what happened. She got into the back of the car and pulled away, and it wasn't the Uber.
And it's crazy you say that, and it's so scary even with that, because at times I've had to allow my daughter to catch an Uber.
Right.
And I'd be so scared for that very reason. But for safety measures, her location is on. Before she get in the car, when the Uber's on her way, if you look at the site, it kind of shows their license plate number, their name, the color of the car.
Word.
I care about all of that. But I make sure that she gives a description while she's on the phone with the person. Like I said, once you pull up, when she's leaving work, look at the license plate number.
Right.
Master license plate number. Take a picture of it. Send it to me. And I want her to do it not just for her knowledge, but I want him to see that this is what she's doing.
Yeah.
So when you sit in the car, tell me his name out loud. Tell me his name. What color is it? And she's like, and so now the person is here and do all of this. It's like, it gives more safety measures.
Yeah.
So now I'm able to see her whole location from the time. And it's like a 4 or 5 minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm able to see and keep up with everything that's taking place. And I stay on the phone with her when she do have to do it.
Right. See, man. So, see, I'm listening.
And it's one of those ones, just a safety measure. She gets in the car, literally goes just like this. We turn it on to DECA. All right, we just rolled past Taco Bell.
Right.
We just got to the light. We're going on 2 now, Dad.
Right.
Like, I know every turn. And if it's a weird turn, Dad, we just turn somewhere. I'm already on the way.
Right.
Police on the way. Like, it's definitely got to do that. And that person hearing all of that, it makes them more skeptical. Like, oh, no. This one is too close.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was waiting for you to finish, man. So we're talking about a deterrent here is what I'm hearing. So again, let's just talk about safety in numbers. Safety in numbers, right? We know that some people may still come at you, let's just say, but most cases, if a person sees 5 people together, that's a deterrent. That makes you not want to approach. You're not going to approach 5 people. It's too many moving parts. So we're talking about deterrence here. What can we do to deter someone from wanting to harm somebody else in society? So what you're saying right there to me is a deterrent. So your daughter gets in the car. So if this guy or this woman driving this car was thinking, okay, this is the one I'm going to get. Cool. And then they hear the license plate being recited or you're giving a play-by-play of where I'm going. That's too immediate. So what that may do for the driver, if they were up to no good, they may say, you know what? This one isn't the one for me.
Get caught.
Exactly. And if, exactly that. I'm not trying to get caught. Before I even get to do anything to this person, I might have the police on my back. So you know what? If I was going to do this one, it's not going to be the one now. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about trying to keep everybody safe and deter them from doing whatever they may be wanting to do out, because we know they're crazy. So that's a good piece. I mean, I appreciate that. How does your daughter respond to this? Is she receptive?
Yes. And it's off of having conversations. And it'd be the crazy thing is, I do it from watching TV. We watch movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, when we're watching a movie, I see somebody get snatched up. Ariana, what you going to do when you see that right there happen? And I hear her mentality. No, that's not how we go play it. I'm going to fight him, Dad. You're not going to win.
Right.
We ain't doing that one. You know, so me kind of just hearing and playing out different scenarios, I just come up with something off the top of my head. What are you going to do just to get that critical thinking?
Right.
Working in her brain. And people are like, yo, why do you do that? And it may be like, that's crazy to ask her. And this is a little off, but Ariana, if you ever end up homeless on the street, what are you going to do?
Get
that's a right. job at McDonald's. I'm going to get a job at McDonald's. I eat at work every day. I just want to hear her process and her way of thinking on what she's going to do in a critical situation.
Right, right.
So that's all I'm getting working. And it, like I said, it's a continued process. It can't just be one conversation.
Yeah, yeah. So even I like that, man, because you even talking about preparation. Now, of course, we don't want this to happen. But in the event that it does, you know, you just got to be prepared for the pre-action, the pre-activity, the pre-event, during the event, whatever it may be. So that's good, man. You're coaching up the right way, man, just to be cognizant that these things are out happening. So it's good. Kudos to you, man. And I want to be clear. We're not saying that everybody who's going missing is going missing because they've been kidnapped, because We know that some jokers, for whatever reason, are trying to escape abuse from a situation that they may be in. And they may just decide that they don't want to be where they're at anymore for whatever reason. So everybody who's going missing is not being kidnapped. So we're really speaking on preventing kidnapping and human trafficking, because the people who are getting kidnapped and human trafficked, they're targeted. So we're just trying to do what we can do to prevent the target.
They're definitely being targeted. And it's crazy. It bothered me. One day I was talking to a, in Colombia, we think that it ain't a lot of trafficking going on. And the person that actually works in that field says so much going on that they had to open up another office. And it'd be small things. You'd be surprised when someone get kidnapped or something happens when it comes to this trafficking that people really don't know. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that people don't know, she said, the question that really bothers families is when they ask, especially with these young folks, when they leave the house, what did your kid have on today when they left home? They can't tell them.
Wow. They don't know.
They don't know. They can't tell you what color shirt, what color pants. They don't know what their kid or what the person wore when they left home.
Yo, you know,
that's what makes it so much harder for them to find what they're looking for.
Man, that's crazy, man. You obviously, it's necessary, man. You just took me back to my childhood. Listen, my mom Dukes, definitely her thing was, before you left the house, she had to lay eyes on you. And the reason was, she wanted to know what you had on. Now, as a kid, you didn't understand, like, why in the world is mommy so concerned with what I got on? It's just the outfit. And she bought it. So why do you need to know exactly what I'm wearing? But as you got older, as we got older, and she gave us game, yo, I need to know what you got on just in case. And check this out. And it was even more deep. So let's say for her, you don't make curfew or something like that. And she has to come looking for you. If you know what your kid has on, those colors will catch your eye. And why is that important? Let's just say the chance occurrence that moms, pops, or whatever is driving the neighborhood and they see that red hoodie on the ground that you had on earlier. Hey, that might have just been 2 seconds before they turned the corner. You was trying to fight to get away from somebody and the hoodie got ripped off. That could be a piece of evidence that alerts Mom Dukes to where you're at in that moment and maybe save your life. So definitely, definitely necessary to know what your kids got on. That's just another piece that may help keep your kids safe out there. So, all right, cool, man. The wardrobe thing is good. Now, it's 2021, man. Parents aren't as stationary as they used to be. A lot of movement. The kids aren't stationary as they used to be. So you mentioned knowing what your kid has on. Now, I'm sure there's sometimes when you leave the house or your daughter leaves the house before you or whatever it may be that you don't know what she has on. So how do you figure out what she has on?
Man, good, man. That's a great question. And I was sitting here trying to think of a time that happened. In my house, she can't leave before me. Or, like, if I'm at the house, you can't leave until I get back.
Word.
So that right there. But just to kind of, if I was in a situation, because it may come up that she got to leave before me. I FaceTime. She got an iPhone. Mm. But it's no reason I could think of she's leaving the house before me.
Word.
Because if she's at the house, I'm taking her to work. If she's at the house, I'm taking her to where she need to go. Because I don't even like people coming to my house. So it's I can't really think of a time that for me that she'll be leaving the house and I don't know.
All right. Well, shucks. I mean, that's love right there anyway. So one of the ways you prevent her from not being able to, before you not knowing what she has on, is she can't leave the crib until you get there to see what she has on. So that's it right there. And two, the other piece I heard you say is that if nothing else, she's going to FaceTime you so that way you can see exactly what she has on. So, I mean, that's it right there. So that's love, man, because, again, those clothes, like you said, it could change everything. You find a piece of evidence, and then before you know it, you go from there. I know this may be extreme, but I got another piece of advice that any parent may want to, you know, implement when it comes to this thing right here. Just trying to keep everybody safe. One of my partners had a daughter. His daughter's grown now, but when she was a teenager or whatever, and she wanted to go out with her friends, he would have no problem with that whatsoever. But I just remember one story in particular. His daughter wanted to go bowling. You know, that's normal teenager stuff. Bowling is always fun. Group of friends go hang out. Bowling alley, real good time. I always had fun times with the bowling alley. So anyway, but what he did was, now like I said, this may be extreme to some. He told her she could go to the bowling alley, but guess what he did? He went and sat out. He sat outside in the car. Him and his wife sat in the car outside of the bowling alley while she was inside having a good old time. That's how invested he was in the safety of his daughter. You think that's extreme?
Negative. I've done the same thing.
Oh, wow.
And I like my presence to be known. And it get to a point where I even pop up certain locations. You know, look, I'm just making sure everything is good.
Word.
To a point now that my daughter is so like, I don't know, we can't do that. My dad pop up any given time.
Yeah.
He just show up. So it's funny because she was at, I remember I did allow her to go to, her and the cheerleader, one of the cheerleaders was having a party at her home, and I allowed her to go. And I actually did leave this particular time. I had some errands to run.
Okay.
But when I went and picked her up, she's like, "Yo, Dad, some of the stuff that the girls wear, I know they ain't got no daddy in their life." I said, "Why are you saying that?" She said, "Because they won the war." She said, "But I ain't gonna even sit here and say that, hey, everybody was dancing. I wanted to dance on this boy." She said, "But I just knew you was in the corner."
Yeah.
I said, "So you ain't dance?" She was like, "Dad, I dance, but I ain't dance on the board."
That's right.
I just need her to have that mentality. Of course, the time is coming. It's coming. I'm not in denial of it. Mm-hmm. But I need her to stay that kid mentality as long as possible just to keep her focused on the things that is important.
Yo, you know, see, we talking about a deterrent, right? So, like I said, with my friend, he sat outside the bowling alley, and his daughter knew he was out there, and his wife was out there. So, and in your case, you said you've popped up at places, and I like that. I actually like that a lot, man, because what that does right there is that kind of keeps everybody honest. If your kid knows that you'll pop up at a spot just to check on them, that may keep them at that spot. Word up. So that's dope because, you know, a lot of times a kid will tell you, well, we're going to the game. And then you be like, I bet, go to the game. And the kid is on the other side of town doing whatever the heck they want to do. So it keeps them honest.
And even the freedom. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Go ahead. You got it. Keep going. I got it. You go. Yeah,
and even the freedom side of it, one parent may be like, oh, that's too much. The kid go get butt wild. I have let my child go to, like it's a sand hill area here, and the kids love being out.
Mm-hmm.
I go sit in a restaurant, and she can roam freely
right
throughout sand hill. She can, but the thing is, I have in place if I FaceTime you or call you, if you miss one call, I'm coming to look for you, and you'll never ever be able to do. I don't want to hear no excuses. Oh, I just didn't hear. I don't care if you got to carry that phone in your hand.
Right.
You better not miss my call.
Right.
And she haven't missed a call, and she had that freedom for over 4 or 5 years.
No doubt. See, that definitely keeps everybody honest. So I'm gonna take it a little bit further. So bang, if your kid knows that you'll check up on them at any given moment, you'll pull up wherever they at and just jump out the car like, okay, just laying eyes on you. Cool. They're more likely to be where they're supposed to be doing what they're supposed to do. Now that's one piece. Also, if they're there doing what they're supposed to be doing, that means that they're not somewhere else doing something they shouldn't be, which is potentially probably putting themselves in harm's way. And when you put yourself in harm's way, because we know kids make poor decisions, even the grownups do, but kids, you know, they're kids, so it is what it is. Listen, the kid will go to that scandalous spot if they don't know you're going to check up on them. And that may be when something happens to them along the lines of this abduction, kidnapping sort of stuff we're talking about today. So you popping up that one spot keeps your daughter honest at that spot and potentially keeps your daughter from going to another spot and putting herself in harm's way in that spot. So the ramifications of that is just tremendous, man.
And it plays definitely a big part in it. In different environments require different things, because when she want to go to the skating rink, I'm not going to the skating rink. I've even allowed her to ride with her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when she rides with her friend, I got to know every destination that car's stopping while you in it.
Word.
even though your location is on, if your location tells me you're at a spot that you didn't tell me at, you got to call me and let me know before you get there. Because if I see it before you do, before you tell me, you're no longer going.
Yeah.
It's stopping. Like, if you tell me, hey, Dad, I'm leaving here and going straight to the skating rink. If you stop by the gas station and I happen to see you stop by the gas station and you didn't tell me that, listen, and you might be like, oh, that's small. No, if you let the small stuff get away, the big stuff is coming.
That's right.
But if she know that I'm chastising her about the small, she knows she better not be going to the other side of town without me knowing.
Right. Hey, listen.
That's what it is. It's not a big deal about her stopping. It's not. I don't care about her stopping at the gas station. It's to avoid the bigger issue.
No doubt. And that's what your job is. Your job is to avoid the bigger issue, because the bigger issue may be an issue you can't come back from.
Can't come back.
Right. So listen, we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We got Steve on the line. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we're back. We're here again. You know what I'm saying? It's Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We got Steve on the line still. We're talking about this human trafficking problem. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people going missing a year. A lot of them black boys and black girls. So we know what's going down. So we're just talking. We're talking about strategies to keep everybody safe. So before we went to break, Steve was just talking about some of the things he does and just the reason why he does it. And it just made me think about my mom, Dukes, man. So when I was coming up, my mom had a real tight curfew that my mom implemented. And I mean, that sucker was tight. Really didn't get a lot of movement. But one of the things that she had going on is like summertime. We're going to speak to summertime. Now, you know, summertime is normally the time to be free, run wild, do your thing. Listen, all I did most summers was play basketball. We didn't have much bread for any trips, anything like that. So I should go to St. Mark's Park in New Jersey, Linden. Shout out to Linden, New Jersey. Anyway, play basketball all day. My mom made me come back home every half hour. If I did not come back every half hour, my mother was coming to the park. And I didn't live like two blocks from the park. Not that I live 50 blocks from the park either, but it probably was a good 7 to 8 blocks from St. Mark's Park up to Middlesex Street where I used to live. So it was definitely, you know, a decent little hike to be going back and forth every half hour. But listen, if I didn't come home, she was coming to the park, and she come to the park to chip me up too. So, but the thing was, as a kid, I didn't understand what she was doing. But checking on me and making sure that I'm reporting at a certain time, if something did happen, that gives less time for it to go down. Because she's coming looking. And also, you know, just tie back to when you said the little stuff. I think I told this story on a podcast earlier, you know, one of these other episodes. But if I was a minute past curfew, my mom had a problem with it. So we talking about the small stuff. You know, to anybody else, 8 o'clock is 8:01 and 8 o'clock is the same thing. Now, my mom, Dukes, is real adamant about 8 o'clock and 8:01 are not the same thing. And you need to adhere to the curfew that she set. Listen, man, those minutes mean everything. If something happens to you in the streets, somebody seeing it and helping you out a minute before can save your life. Let's say you got shot and the paramedic dude showed up a minute late because he got to work a minute late. Listen, that minute could be the difference between you bleeding out and him being able to save you. That minute could be the difference between somebody pulled you into the car and somebody drove past and saw them because they were a minute ahead of time or on time. So we can't really downplay some of these methods that our parents have in place. Some of them are good stuff. And I see that my mom, she was on to something back in the day. All right, Steve, you know how I do on this show, man. We almost out of here, like I always say. But before we go, any tips, any other strategies you use with your daughter to keep her safe, or just something to leave a parent with, or anybody just listening, what do you got?
Man, listen, I would tell any parent, anybody, it starts right at the house. It starts right at the house, teaching me these life lessons, because the way that the economy set up today and everything that's going on with social media and everything, they normalizing things that's not supposed to be normal. wearing these half shirts, half skirts, and everything. Don't make it your child an easy target. Don't make it easier for them. That's all I'm saying. And make sure you tell your kids to be aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be small things. Like, I'll just mess with it. She'd be like, Dad, I want $20. I'm like, all right, you got to tell me how many people sitting in this section. I know she don't know how many people, but it's just me coming up with a creative way for her to always be aware of her surroundings, to the point now, at times, she won it twice, but she literally counted the people that was in a particular section.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for surrounding awareness. That's
right.
All that was.
Right.
You know, just to teach her that. So come up with creative ways and reward them at the times that they do.
Right.
You know, make the right decisions. So that's what I got for you.
All right. And I'm going to just add on, not that this has anything to do with trafficking, but you never know. One of the things I always do anywhere I go is I know where the exits are. That's one of the first things I do. Identify the exits. You never know when you may need that. So, all right, Steve, if that's what you got for us, man, we appreciate your time as always. And we're going to let you go.
All right, man. Be good.
All right, man. Stay up. All right, everybody. You know what that music indicates. We got another show done. We finished. It's a wrap, y'all. This has been Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We dropping science. We trying to prevent kidnapping, human trafficking. It's a big problem out here. We got hundreds of thousands of kids and grown-ups going missing every year. So we just wanted to talk in particular about the kids, but it's about everybody. Just be safe. Be vigilant. If you're out in groups, don't separate. Stay with your team. If you're going out drinking to celebrate, make sure you got a designated driver. Somebody who's on point to pay attention to what's going on and keep everybody safe. But that's all I got for y'all today. Thanks for tuning in. We want to thank Hindsight Media Radio for making all of this possible. We got to thank Steve for coming on the show again. And check out their website, RyanHodgeBooks.com, everybody, for all your reading needs. And until next week, I want to say peace, stay up, be blessed. This is Level Up, y'all. Until next time. Later.